Welcome, and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Three Words. If you listened to last month's podcast, you know my topic was sandwich talk. As a quick reminder about that subject, I began by using the analogy of your favorite sandwich. In doing so, I explained what the two slices of bread and the sandwich filling represent. As I progressed, I stated that each of us has an image of what our ideal sandwich should look like, and typically we feel pretty disappointed when some part of our sandwich is missing or simply doesn't measure up. The same principle applies to our presentation. Now that 30 days have elapsed, try implementing the content of August's podcast. Remember, I'm available to answer any of your questions as well as to listen to your thoughts or comments. Your contact is always welcome and may be exactly what you need to get started. Looks like we're ready to move on to September's podcast. Therefore, let me explain what I mean by three words. As a corporate communication and speech specialist, I typically hear, "Dale, how can I hold my listeners' attention?" Or, "Dale, what can be done to spice up a dry topic?" These comments come up often. Consider if this applies to you or perhaps someone whom you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information, but this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. In response to the second question I referred to earlier, there is no such thing as a dry topic, only dry speakers. With regard to the first question, the three words I'm about to share will address the issue of engagement. Whenever we have a presentation or speech, it's important to determine your intention. Now, think of this as your goal, that's your intention. How you state that goal or intention is vitally important. You want to be perceived as fierce, which is word number one. When I use the word fierce, I mean bold. Too often a speaker sounds tentative, and for me, that's a telltale sign that the speaker is headed in the wrong direction. Think about ways you can come across as fierce. For instance, it may be in your word choice, your delivery, your nonverbal language, or a combination of each of these elements. One idea is you may want to start by writing the word fierce and either finding images that are aligned with this word, or you may prefer to write down various words that signify this term to you. That brings us to word number two, which is actionable. By now, your listeners or audience view you as fierce. They have a reason to listen to you. Your mission is to tell your audience what steps to take. If your message is too vague or too general, that may create confusion or lack of activity. Your job is to provide people with how to get the job accomplished. Of course, you can't guarantee anyone will act on what you tell them. However, the odds are in your favor if your message is actionable. Since I promised you three words, the last word is memorable. When you're fierce and your message is actionable, you're going to be memorable. You want to be memorable throughout your presentation. However, it's most important to be memorable as you close. After all, these are your final words. Therefore, always strive to end with a bang. Be pithy. infuse the right amount of energy in your closing so your listeners feel inspired. This will encourage them to remember your message, and they'll also remember you. Ideally, they will tell others what they heard you say. That's being memorable. To recap, the three words are fierce, actionable, and memorable. I know it's a tall order, but it's also an excellent place to start. My suggestion is to listen to this podcast more than once. As a next step, review your presentation notes in small segments or chunks. As you review and practice each of these segments, evaluate whether or not you meet the criteria for being fierce, actionable, and memorable. It will help to record yourself as well as to get trusted feedback. And once you do that, revisit your presentation and see what modifications are warranted. Now, for some of you, this may be new information to digest and process. So if you'd like further help with any of the pointers in this podcast, I'm available to you and to your staff by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm always interested in being your business communication resource. And with the right speaking coach, you can seek professional guidance and proceed safely. By the way, not only will you be an asset to those with whom you work, but you'll also be adding to your own communication skills. That's a sound investment. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.